At the time of the incident, we were in Forever 21. All we heard was a loud thud to the ground. After we went out the store, we could see the body, and the policeman was next to it trying to almost fight off the people who were trying to take photos, videos, or doing God knows what. Shortly after that, the police or the ballroom staff, not sure which, put up a tent around the body, and the whole of the first floor was pretty much blocked off from the public, apart from people who were already in the stores coming out, and they were just being escorted onto the second and third floors or out of the store completely. If you were on the second and third floor, which we were at the time, all the balcony spots or all the places where you could actually look down onto the tent were being guarded by ballroom security staff, who were basically trying to move everyone on, if possible, out of the store, but generally just off the balcony edge. And at that point, everyone kind of just stood there waiting to see what was going to happen. And that was it, really. About an hour after the actual incident happened, the body was gone. We didn't see it moving or anything like that. It was very well done by the ballroom security staff. They did a good job at handling everything, and yeah. Not really much to say. It's very shocking and saddening incident, really.